This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Judy Colbert. Judy, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks, Henrik.
Judy, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I'm administrator of GIA's DAM system. I deal with the daily operations of the system on the front end. The technical side is handled by our IT department. My team, the Visual Resources Library, consists of two catalogers, a digital resources specialist, a visual resources librarian, and me. When we began our DAM project around 2002, I was co-project manager. With the involvement of committee members from various departments, we decided on a vendor, came up with policies and procedures in using the DAM, and we also developed our property models and taxonomy at that time. And after implementation, the Visual Resources Library took over as caretakers of DAM. I had a smaller staff in the beginning and did much more of the importing of assets and editing of metadata, but as my team grew, more of my time spent in management.
And how is an organization focused on GEMS use a DAM?
One of the more important things we do at GIA is teach gemology and the jewelry manufacturing arts. It's very visual, and you need a lot of images to teach students about the large variety of gemstones, mm-hmm. how to identify them, and how to determine their quality. The Gemological Institute of America develops its own courses in print and more recently in e-learning. We have staff and freelance photographers who produce a lot of images, and they need to be organized and made accessible, not only to our education department, but to marketing, PR, the laboratory, and the research departments too. They all use images for a variety of uses, such as for scientific journals, education catalogs, lectures, and instructional use.
Great. And what do you do to encourage user adoption of the DAM?
That's a good question, and one we continually ask ourselves how to do. One thing we start off with is to provide training to new users. At first, because it was a larger number, we held group training sessions. Now we mostly have one-on-one training. It's really important to get users to feel comfortable in using DAM, especially if they've never used it before. We try to simplify and not overwhelm them right away with all the features that are available in DAM. We show them what they need to do to get started, and if they want to know more or have a higher level of access, we can instruct them more then. Other ways we've tried to gain user adoption is by communicating with our users by way of newsletters and a blog. We've also held special events like award ceremonies to acknowledge our power users, photo identification socials to identify unknown people in old photos, and open houses to give demos and answer some questions.
Excellent. And I have a link to your blog on my blog, another damblog.com. And what what is the URL to your blog?
It's dam4, that's the number 4, gia.blogspot.com. And it's mainly, an internal mm-hmm. blog for our own users, but mm-hmm. people from the outside are welcome to view it if they like.
Excellent. There's a lot of nice imagery on there.
Well, thank you.
What advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Read up. Mm-hmm. Learn from other DAM professionals, and make a project plan before you take the leap. When we started our project, there wasn't as much information available as there is now. Take advantage of learning from other people's experiences and mistakes. Start small and build up. It can be very overwhelming to try to do it all at once. And finally, be flexible and willing to adapt. Changes will happen.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Judy.
Oh, you're welcome.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.